This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. Returning after he's been convalescing due to a surgical procedure, but joining us again from Combat Speed LLC is Super Dave Harrington. Good evening, sir.
How are you doing, Mr. Bill? I'm doing well.
I'm just trying to cope here. So, anyway, how goes things?
Very well. The surgery on my Achilles tendon was 100% successful. I have no pre-op pain whatsoever. I have no post-op pain at all. The surgery was a week ago today. I've got my post-op follow-up Friday. Everything's cool. The downside to it is I have to do the one-legged thing for 2 months. I can't walk on my foot for 2 months.
Right.
Then I got to go to a boot. You know, it's a natural progression. But it will, you know, the downside to the whole gig is it will take me a year to recover from it. Get back to being 100%.
Now, I have noticed that with some of these things that they've gotten away from crutches, and now they have a little scooter you can roll around on. It seems a little more mobile. Will you get the advantage of that and at least be able to?
Yeah, I have a little knee scooter. It's what they call them. I kind of look at the thing and refer to it as a death machine. the thing will throw you in a heartbeat.
Right.
You got to be super careful. You can't go too fast. You can't turn too fast. But it is, you know, the appropriate tool for the job. I also have a knee crutch that by appearance, you know, your leg is held at a 90-degree angle. But by appearance, from the front, it looks like you have a peg leg.
Right.
But it's a little beyond my skill set right now. That thing is going to take some practice. Okay. It's not as easily, or it's not as intuitive as the scooter thing.
Yeah.
Not a big deal. I got plenty of time to figure it out.
I completely understand it. So for you, once again, now you went through this, with your hip and everything, but for you now, once again, I assume that you are not going to be housebound, although you are going to be one-legged, but have you already figured out a way to carry a weapon? And you're...
Oh, yeah. I have weapons pre-positioned throughout the house, as well as a mount on the frame of my little scooter thing.
Right.
Not a problem. But one thing I would like to point out, not only as many times as I have been physically debilitated, my level of awareness goes through the roof simply because I am disabled to an extent. So therefore, I will not get caught short. I project, I continuously project my awareness pay attention to what's going on around me. And I'm constantly running basically a security scan 100% of the time. I'm awake.
I imagine that, but that just goes with the territory, doesn't it? I mean, once when that's a part of adapting to the surrounding that you find yourself in now.
Absolutely, and it depends on, you know, one thing that I want to make clear is what I'm speaking to is learned over time. It's not something that you can just simply flip a switch and say, I'm going to be security conscious, you know, for the next 10 minutes and then turn it off. It doesn't work like that.
Right.
Being, you know, you have to take into consideration what is, just on a human ability level, what is your level of awareness? Are you able to project your awareness? Or can you pay attention to what's going on around you and ignore and continuously pay attention to those things that you should, but in turn ignore the stuff that is not important? You see what I mean?
I do.
For example, I'll give you a perfect example. When you go to the store, and this is a question, when you go to the store, how do you do it, man? Let's just say you're in your vehicle, you're pulling up to 7-Eleven. How do you go from there? You see what I mean?
Yes. Do you want to know how I do it?
Yeah, hit me.
Okay, so when I get out of the car, I look across the front of the car. Then I come across the back of the car, and I look where what's behind me before I head down towards... Okay.
Stop, please. I want you to rewind a little bit, because, see, even though I made the decision to go to the 7-Eleven, and I'm already evaluating and looking for security threats in the parking lot, in the front of the store, as I pull in. You see what I mean? And I maintain that level of awareness on those specific areas until, you know, the vehicle is at a complete stop. And this is something that I'd like to share with you specifically, dude, especially on the newer vehicles. You put it in park, the door's unlocked. And when I got my Colorado, I was, like, not digging on it at all. And I called the dealership and said, hey, how do I do this? And they explained it to me. You know, I had to get into the programming of the vehicle and deprogram it. But they asked me, you know, nobody's ever asked us that before, why, what's your deal? And I'm like, dude, I may be at a full stop and have to put the vehicle in park in a less than desirable area. The last thing I want my doors to do is unlock automatically, because putting it in park was a necessity in respect to what I needed to accomplish inside the vehicle.
Right.
You see what I mean?
I do.
And the guy was like, wow, never thought of it like that. I'll deprogram mine and my wife's car. And it's the little things like that that weigh heavy. You know, in respect to the BLM stuff, the Antifa stuff and all that, you know, you're sitting there at a roadblock or something, which I would never be caught dead doing. But for those that find themselves in that set of circumstances, their doors are unlocked.
Hang on one second right there. We'll pick this up when we get to the other side.
Roger that.
Coming up on the break, talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. Convalescing currently, but we can still talk some pistol craft, some strategy and everything else. Website is combatspeed.com. You can find him on Facebook at Dave Harrington. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Let's go. wonder how much I care to thank my pops for all the thoughts and all the wisdom he shared.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. One thing that I have noticed, and I wonder if this is something that you have, I'm sure you've had to work with it, because I know the nature of some of your physical maladies. The stuff that I could do when I was 25, I can't do now that I'm over 55. But I could see where there might be a need for me still to be able to do something in that realm, in that way, as far as, moving around, getting undercover, you know, that kind of thing. When you're training people my age?
Okay.
How do we handle that now?
How old are you?
I'm going to be 60.
Oh, that's nothing, dude. 60 is the new 40.
Okay. Well, I'll buy
that. What's important is, you know, how you see, think, and feel about yourself. You know, if you tell yourself you're old and can't do stuff, newsflash, don't be surprised when you can't do stuff.
Sure.
But I get exactly what you're saying, and it's a very good point based on, you know, as you age and based on your occupation and all that, and your physical ability slowly deteriorate over time. For example, I'll use myself as an example. In respect to having my neck replaced, hip replaced, knees replaced, and the ankle surgeries that I've had on both legs, it is extremely hard for me to get into the prone position and get out of it, more importantly, get right out of it in a timely manner. So the only adjustment there is do everything possible to prevent from winding up in the prone. Not that I won't suck it up if I have to, but those are the types of things you have to, you have to work out in your mind's eye and be good with before you find yourself in a bad set of circumstances.
Right, right.
Where, you know, that becomes a possibility.
Yeah. The other things that I have considered is, like, when I do go down into the prone, you know, the rule of thumb that I was trained to do was to roll left or right, not to pop up in the same position they saw me firing at them.
Right.
And
right,
that little simple thing is
combat roll.
Yeah. That I don't when I got done with the heart attack, I actually had to go to physical therapy to learn how to roll around on the ground with my newly divoted chest. So it isn't like it used to be where I just would be like roll and, you know, I'd be rolling up and popping up on my feet. All of these things that is that something where we need to be prepared to just embrace the pain if we have to, if we're in that sort of circumstance, or should we also be trying to figure out a way to not do it what you just said?
Well, I agree with you on both points. My decision-making process will keep that as a constant factor, and I'll evaluate that. But if it comes down to it, and it's a necessity, another way to describe it is it's time to sacrifice your body if you want to survive.
Right.
So you suck it up and do what you need to do. Nobody has a crystal ball. Nobody, you know, can really anticipate what's going to happen. The only thing you can do is be as prepared as possible to deal with any eventuality. But the totality of your knowledge and experience balanced with your ability to deliver, so to speak, is an ongoing equation 100% of the time. But rest assured, if I feel it's necessary to take action to prevent injury or death to myself or someone else, if I'm within my rules of engagement, the best defense is a good offense. Attack. Let them have it.
I guess if you went on the offensive quick enough and if you got them spun up back into the defensive, you probably wouldn't have to worry so much about getting into prone and everything else, because when you're on the offensive, you sort of get to pick your position, don't you?
If you are executing in a truly offensive manner,
yeah,
the goal there is to deny the opposition any opportunity to do anything other than die in place. No slack. No quarter given. And, you know, that leads into another point of interest in respect to your training and conditioning on an emotional level. What is, what's your level of emotional intelligence? What's your level of emotional control? You understand what I'm saying? A lot of people really have never been in a set of circumstances where they've had to do violence against right. another human being.
Right.
So it may be a very new experience for them. But just because it's their first time doesn't mean they need to take it any less serious.
Yeah. Yeah, that's when you have to be sort of adaptive. They got to get past that psychological barrier that a lot of people have with hurting other people.
Well, you know what the really cool thing about it is, though? Regardless of your training and experience, if you have the will to survive, you'll figure out what you need to do that.
Right. Well, we are coming up on the next break. Super Dave has just had his leg operated on. He's rolling around right now, convalescing. He's going to convalesce. He's already adopting and adapting to his new circumstance, still carrying a gun every day, everywhere he goes. In addition to that, you know, he's had these other things going on, and we're picking his brain today to see what to do when we get to the point to where we have no longer, can't really do it this way, so we got to figure out what that way is. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump hasn't experienced any symptoms of the coronavirus since returning to the White House, according to White House physician Dr. Sean Conley. In a memo released Tuesday, Dr. Conley provided a progress report on the president's recovery, saying that his vital signs and physical exam remain stable and that the president is doing well. Conley says the president met with his team of doctors Tuesday morning and that they remain optimistic on his progress. Meanwhile, some questions still do remain about the president's health. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease expert, tells CNN that while the president looks to be recovering well, it's possible his condition could still worsen in the coming days.
Sometimes when you're 5 to 8 days in, you could have a reversal. His physicians know a reversal meaning going in the wrong direction and getting into trouble. It's unlikely that it will happen, but they need to be heads up for it. He knows it. The physicians know it. So they're going to keep an eye out on it.
This is USA Radio News. The chairman of the Federal Reserve says the economy is recovering better than expected, but that progress could be easily derailed. Jerome Powell told the National Association for Business Economics Tuesday that containing the spread of the coronavirus is a large factor in keeping the economy recovering.
The recovery has progressed more quickly than generally expected. And the most recent projections by FOMC participants at our September meeting show the recovery continuing at a solid pace. The median participants saw unemployment declining to 4% and inflation reaching 2% by the end of 2023. Of course, the economy may perform better or worse than expected. The outlook remains highly uncertain, in part because it depends on controlling the spread and effects of the virus.
Florida voters will get more time to register after the state's voter registration website crashed at the deadline. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said heavier-than-expected traffic around Monday's deadline crashed the site, so voters will have until 7 p.m. Tuesday to register online or in person at election, motor vehicle, and tax collector's offices. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
The binary triggers, the home of Salus, the Militia Line, Reformation, Providence, you name it, they've got it. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Super Dave Harrington about adapting and overcoming, and right now, in my particular case, aging. Which, let's take this in another direction, if we may, simply because I have a long waist. A long torso, okay. If you will. And that long torso means that my belt rides low in the best of times.
Okay.
I remember in the Army with my LBE, because that was the rig that we had when I was in the military, was the LBE. That my LBE, I really had to adjust my straps, and somebody else would put it on, it'd be hitting them around the hip if they put mine on. So, anyway, I have a long waist, long torso. And I'm a scintilla overweight. So the belt, wearing a belt and having a bunch of stuff on a belt is, for long-term wear during the course of a day, is sort of uncomfortable. Now, I do it,
okay,
and I try to adjust the way I'm wearing it in order to make it more comfortable, but sometimes it just doesn't work.
Right.
At that point, where would you make recommendations for people that are trying very hard to get back into some semblance of condition, and at the same time, I'm undergoing a treatment for my back and all this other stuff, you know.
Right. Well, the first thing I would take into consideration is your gear itself in respect to your everyday carry, your EDC, your gun rig, however you want to describe it. You know, start with your clothing. Is your clothing properly sized? What type of belt and what level of security and retention does that belt provide? And not only that, but weight distribution. You know, is the belt the proper width? Is it the proper thickness? What type of fastener, you know, secures it? In respect to what you know and understand and choose to carry, how does that affect your choice of equipment? And let me say this before I continue.
Sure.
Don't sell yourself literally, sell yourself short, set yourself up for failure by putting, you know, a $600-800 gun in a $15 holster. Your magazine holders, your belt, your magazine holders, your holster, should all be quality gear.
Right.
Because you got to remember, you got to keep it in the forefront of your mind. You are betting your life on the selection of gear that you choose to use.
Right.
All of this goes into, and of course, what are you used to? Are you, you know, like the average bear that carries out of self-protection, not only for yourself but for your loved ones, you know, like the concealed carry dude? Are you a work shooter? Does your employment and type of employment require the use of firearms in the performance of your duties? What, you know, what are those responsibilities, and how do you set your kit and equipment up to satisfy those responsibilities? And then, of course, you have the full-blown combat arms guy, depending on which branch of the DoD you're a member of. If you serve in a combat arms MOS, the same thing applies. What is the necessary kit and equipment that's going to support that environment?
Right.
Now, for me personally, you know, we spoke about my EDC before. I carry what I'm used to. I carry what I'm comfortable with. I understand violence on a higher level than some, you know, having put the, you know, the years in that I have in the business, so to speak, compared to an isolated civilian in the middle of Kansas that's never been out of the state, but he's a concealed carrier.
Right.
You see what I mean?
I do.
What do you know, what do you understand, and what are you comfortable with? But more importantly, what is your level of confidence in resolving those problems that you anticipate based on your analysis of the working environment? So, I mean, I've had people, you know, accuse me. They laugh at me probably behind my back. But here's one thing that I do know. Based on my everyday carry and how I have my kit and equipment set up, I will be able to do violence on a scale necessary to survive. And fighting with guns is about fire and maneuver.
Right.
If you're not firing and maneuvering, you will be maneuvered and fired on. And the fact of the matter is, firing and maneuvering requires that you have enough ammunition to do it. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, you know, carrying a fully loaded gun in one magazine ain't cutting it.
No.
Not for me.
Not anymore, I don't think. Not with...
Right, but you would be surprised at the number of people that carry a loaded gun, not on their body, with no reserve mag. You know, they're carrying concealed. It's in the glove box or in the vehicle or in their purse or whatever. But, you know, I know it sounds, you know, like I'm out there flapping, but I've come into contact with people that don't carry reserve magazines because they're confident that the amount of ammo that's in the loaded gun is going to be enough to resolve any problem they would encounter. And that's okay. I'm not saying it's right, wrong, or indifferent. What I will put emphasis on is you will either live or die based on the decisions you make and the actions you take. That's how it works.
Right.
So I always... You know, for me, it's better to have too much than not enough. And you know what? Frankly, dude,
Hang on for me. I got into that place where I was listening to you. Coming up on the break, you can check out Dave's stuff at combatspeed.com or on Facebook, Dave Harrington on Facebook. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Excuse me, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. Speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC, and you were talking about the ammunition that you carry and everything else. Now, for these people right. that don't want to put ammunition on their belt, you carry ammunition in other places besides your belt, don't you?
Yes, I do. Now, just keep in mind, because I'm a right-sided firer, primarily, a right-sided firer, depending on what the circumstances are, I'll carry one reserve mag above my left ankle and one on the outside, so to speak, of my leg, and a reserve mag on the inside of my right leg, just above the ankle.
Right.
And, for example, if you wind up in the kneeling position, you can load off your belt, but what if that is problematic? You have immediate access to a reserve mag on your lower leg. But that's, pretty much a high-threat environment type deal.
Right. That's not... You don't do that with shorts on, right?
Oh, come on, dude.
Yeah, okay.
You also got to take into consideration, deep cover. How are you going to carry, deep cover stuff? The lower leg or ankle is, not only good for a blaster, but a reserve mag. It all depends. There's so many different factors that really need to be taken into consideration, how you set up your kit and equipment in order to be able to function in the projected environment that you find yourself in. I not only carry, guns and ammo, I carry blades as well.
Right.
Right before that last break, what I was going to state was, in respect to reserve ammunition, in my 30-some years of being in kind of like the action guy business, I have never heard one time anyone complain about having too much ammunition under any circumstances. So there you have that. You know, it's just if you're going to be able to fire a maneuver, it's going to take ammunition to do that.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, as far as various ways of carrying ammunition, what do you think about carrying ammunition in your pocket, in your if you're wearing cargo pockets, carrying, you know, they make certain cargo pocket shorts now,
right,
for example, with magazine loops in them.
Right. Yeah. You use that option quite a bit, and it works extremely well.
Yeah.
But maybe this will resolve this for you. Think about this. No matter your analysis of the operating environment, you live or die based on the decisions you make and the actions you take. If you make the decision that carrying a spare mag in your pocket is sufficient, then how efficient are you in recovering that magazine stored in that manner under the gun, so to speak?
Right.
Do you practice? Do you make a point to practice, you know, recovering that mag and getting it into action? And your train of thought and your decision-making process and all that may be absolutely bulletproof. But if you don't train and you don't practice, the things that you decide will help you survive. That's on you.
Right.
You know, you'll probably get rolled up and tucked in for the dirt nap. You have to train and practice. The biggest thing that I've seen over the years is there seems to be a little confusion over what is training and what is practice. Where I see it pretty simple, if I go to a training gig, and I'm, no matter the size of the gig, but if I'm paying a professional to train me how to do something, then the simplicity in my mind is the things that this cat is trying to get me to learn how to do are the very same things I need to practice. But the mentality is different. You know, if you're training or being trained, that is the environment. But practicing what you learned is totally different. And how you approach it and execute it, and
right,
as well as evaluate it. Evaluation is huge. Confidence is huge. What is your overall confidence in your mental and physical abilities to do violence? Do you understand how it works? Do you understand human physiology? Do you understand terrain analysis for firing and maneuvering? Can you press the trigger on another human being once you've made the decision without any further hesitation in doing it? And this is kind of a classic point of interest. You know, the Americans, you know, based, you know, we're the cowboy guys and all that, and you know, you're supposed to do a legit, fair gunfight, right?
Right.
Well, there's a lot of people that would hesitate to shoot somebody in the back. You understand what I mean? But in combat, if you are an identified, verified combatant,
fair game.
I'm gonna hit you any way and anywhere I can, period, with no hesitation. So there's some myths out there that people really have to look at and work through, because it's like a cultural issue. It's like a cultural conditioning. You know, you hear it all the time. Well, the dude didn't fight fair. Blah, blah, blah. And based on your statement, that leads me to believe there is such a thing as a fair fight. How does that work? You know, would you mind explaining that to me?
No. That's I think a fair fight is one you win. I'm not too worried about the Marquis of Queensberry rules or anything. If I get into a fight,
right. But see, that's the thing. Are you fighting, or are you trying to survive? You see what I mean?
Right.
It's just you know, what do you know? What do you understand? You know, we're the sum of all of our experiences. And how are you going to solve that problem if you're faced with it?
Yeah. We're about to run out of time, as usual.
Roger that.
Love the talk. Love the strategy, putting it together and everything. You can catch what's going on with Dave Harrington on Facebook. At Dave Harrington. Just look for Dave Harrington on Facebook. And if you need to check out his website, go to combatspeed.com. We will do it again next week, sir.
Thank you very much, Mr. Bill. I appreciate the opportunity.
You got it. Coming up next, Dr. Awesome. John Lott. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.